Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So the other day I was at the office and my wife messaged me to say, when's the power meant to go out? And I said, well, it's meant to be out. She said, but it's not out. So I said, okay, but that's a good thing, right? So she said, yeah, it is a good thing, but it makes me very, very anxious, which I get, because we all suffer from LAD, load shedding anxiety disorder. Last night, our power was meant to go out at about 6 o'clock. A friend messaged me at 6:30 to say, isn't the power meant to be out? Do you have lights? And I said, shh, like, why put it out there? Do not put that into the atmosphere. Like, you don't talk about these things. It's like sleeping babies. Never say that your baby's sleeping, because then your baby's going to wake up. Everybody knows that. So this is the anxiety with which we live. And of course, somebody who knows my anxiety very, very well is Isaac Mangena. He is the Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power, because he's the guy that has to deal with my messages when I am particularly anxious. Isaac, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners. I like this LAD. What did it mean?
LAD, a load shedding anxiety disorder. I'll send you the article.
Please do.
I wrote for the Jewish Report, and I just thought, you know what? We're all suffering from LAD, load shedding anxiety disorder, where we worry if the lights are on, if they're off, if they're on. Are we the only ones with the lights off? So that's it gets very, very. It is. Do you get anxious, as a matter of interest, about your lights?
I do, and you know, I'm actually sharing the same blog as you and
yes,
many other people around Sandringham, Lindest. So whenever the lights go off, I'm expecting your message to say, Isaac, what's happening? So yeah,
Sorry, Isaac. Either way, as many messages as you're getting from me, I'm getting them from other people. So what happens? What happens when things don't, and I have to say that I know that we shouldn't appreciate anything around load shedding, but I actually do think that the schedules have been working quite efficiently. The lights go off, the lights go on when they're meant to. But what happens when they don't? What is the reason for it?
Yeah, look, there could be several reasons why sometimes schedules are not being adhered to. One of those is that as City Power, we also depend on Eskom. So sometimes Eskom does surprise us, even ourselves as City Power. So we don't get, you know, warned earlier to say this is what's going to happen. We come to work, and then next thing you are, it's around 3:30 going to 4, and then they tell you that at 4 o'clock we're going to basically load shed you or ramp up the stages from 4 to 6. And in that instance, you find other blocks that were load shed from 2 to 4 now actually extended from 4 to 6, so they'll go for about 4 hours without electricity. Another one is obviously the issue of you know, the after load shedding fault that happened, whereby you were not able to, you know, restore power as we had promised because of different issues, be it mini substation that blow up, cables that get stolen, and vandalism that happens during when the lights are off, and we're not able to basically switch you on or off as we had meant to. However, we also now, obviously, you know, when we've got fault on one of the feeder boards or one of the substations, and we have to switch you on using another substation or another feeder board, so it changes the blocks. So we move you from block 9 to block 4, or block 4 to block 9, which is the case in the areas around Alexander, Sydney, Sandringham, and so forth. They can change, they can move around from one block 9 or block 4. And when we do so, maybe the message doesn't get to the customer to say, now you've been moved to block 9. So instead of 2 to 4, you're going to be load shed from 8 in the evening to 10 in the evening. So those are some of the things that happen. And obviously, often we are not able to keep up with the movement and the pace at which load shedding has been changed and or moved from one stage to the next. Mm.
At one stage, you and I spoke on air, and we were talking about there was this differential between what City Power felt it needed to have in terms of stages for load shedding and Eskom. And there was a lot of real pushback from Eskom in terms of what their expectation was. How is the relationship at the moment between City Power and Eskom?
Yeah, look, I think we are, as City Power, we are the customers to Eskom. Mm. So as with any relationship between the shop and a customer, you expect a certain level of service from the person that you pay. We pay Eskom 11 billion with a B rand annually for electricity, which we, obviously half the time we don't get. And we also have you as the customer who pays the city or City Power for that service, and you don't get that service. We also get frustrated when Eskom is not giving us the service that we pay for. And as such, we also have to fight for our customers. So one of the things that we wanted to do at that time when we were fighting with Eskom was basically to say, instead of inconveniencing our customers 3 times a day, so you are out at 6 in the morning, you are out at 2 in the afternoon, and then you are out at 8 in the evening, let's rather say do the 4-hourly. So that's when we were basically load shedding our customers, doing the 4 hours. But Eskom was not happy with that, because now their customers are complaining that why is the city doing this and why, whereas you are doing something else. And that's when, obviously, using the powers that they have and also the regulations coming from NERSA, they actually forced the process to align the blocks and to align the times. And that's why we are currently now at 2-hourly, which is what Eskom is doing across the country. So it's not really sustainable, because for us, it was the case of the frequent switching on and off is really damaging the infrastructure, our infrastructure. The wear and tear increases because of that, but also the fact that we have to bring in people from leave and overtime, pay overtimes and so forth because of this, 2-hour intervals instead of the 4-hour, where we know that you can actually, if you own a business, you can tell your employees that between 6 and 10 don't come to work, you can come to work from 10 until the evening, instead of obviously having all those kind of breaks. So that was our reason for actually having that.
And are you making progress with your move towards your own supply and not being as reliant on Eskom?
Yes, we are. We are. In fact, we are going to basically go out for RFP, the supply chain management process. It will be starting in the next coming few weeks, actually, because already we have been having a task team basically working around that. You'll remember that the MMC, Mr. Michael Sun, and our CEO, Mr. Chifularo Mashava, visited Cape Town at the end of June to basically, get to understand how Cape Town is doing it, because Cape Town is always 2 stages behind. When we are at stage 2, Cape Town is not load shedding. When we are at stage 4, Cape Town is at stage 2. When we are at stage 6, they're at 4. So there is something that they are doing there that we can actually learn as the city of Johannesburg, and that's why we basically went there. But already, because of they are ahead in terms of the whole, onboarding of the energy mix, in terms of the procurement process, they've already moved a step ahead of us. So we wanted to basically also take that kind of a template to say, how can we implement at the city of Johannesburg so that we are able to, hit the ground running. So there is progress in that regard. We really do want to cut this over-reliance on Eskom, because it's not sustainable. We are trying to...
And it's just not good for any of us. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we really want to basically deal with that issue. We're currently 90% of our electricity coming from Eskom, so we really want to at least move to at least 60%, and the rest coming from, energy sources. Yeah.
Before I let you go, one of our listeners asking, please can you ask why sometimes the street lights are on during the day?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
One of our listeners asking why the street lights are sometimes on during the day.
So the street lights would be on during the day because of, obviously, there is vandalism that happens there. Mm. So there are people that basically go out to vandalize the street lights. They take out the photo cells, the fittings, the clothes, and the cables. And so we designed the lights in a way that when they are vandalized, they end up at an on state. So they will be on throughout the day and night instead of being off totally. So it's better to have them on while they are basically malfunctioning than for them to be off.
But in
that instance, they really need to basically let us know so that at least we are able to come and make sure that we repair those.
So if you can log a fault, do that. Isaac Magena, Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power. Thank you for always chatting to us.